This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Democratic impeachment managers spent Thursday laying out their case for the first of two charges against President Trump in his impeachment trial, abuse of power. Texas Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia says veteran diplomats have testified that everyone knew if Ukraine's president wanted a meeting with President Trump, he would have to agree to investigate Trump's political rivals.
There was a corrupt deal, an Oval Office meeting for investigations, quid pro quo, this for that.
Republican Senator Johnny Ernst of Iowa told reporters that House Democrats were being hypocritical when they criticized Trump for not supporting Ukraine.
This president has done more than they have, and he has done more than the previous administration did.
President Trump has condemned the proceedings as unfair and corrupt in a Twitter post on Thursday. Trump is accused of abusing his power to get Ukraine to investigate a political rival and of obstructing Congress. The World Health Organization said the deadly virus that prompted the Chinese government to lock down nearly 20 million people, that is, has not developed into a worldwide health emergency. At least 25 people have died. Lisa Schlein reports.
The decision not to declare the coronavirus outbreak a global health threat was not unanimous. Despite 2 days of intense discussions, the expert committee remains deeply divided about the decision. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the outbreak poses a very high risk in China, regionally and globally. He urges countries to remain vigilant and take precautionary measures to protect their people from becoming infected.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting. This is VOA News.